That's brand new from Crocus.
Now, that describes me perfectly from last night. Screaming in the
Night. Screaming in the Night from Headhunter, new LP, Fresh Rock.
That's all I did. I screamed all night, worrying about the funeral, the burial.
Yeah, I tossed and
turned. The aftershock of it all. You know, when a tragedy sets in like this, you lose a friend. It usually takes so much time before it just hits you.
Sure.
Like a stack of bricks.
I know the feeling. 19 after 6 here on the show, No Name from 96 QMF.
Sunny today, beautiful, high near 70. It's a little cool out now, 42 degrees. Our special memorial service and burial for Wino Jimmy begins at 7 this morning on the Belvedere. We'd love to see you down there.
Mr. Miners, Tatum O'Neill is on 3.
Tatum O'Neill. Let me grab that one.
Sure. It's going to be sunny today with a high around 70 someplace. Beautiful day, looks like.
Oh,
good
you're
day
coming
to,
in?
Good day to plant a stick.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, we're all right about it, but, you know, it really plays on you after a while. I'm glad you're coming, sweetheart. Thanks. Is your dad coming? And Farrah? Great, thanks. Okay, see you in a bit. Bye.
Flying in?
Yeah, Tatum and Ryan and Farrah are
coming. Oh, that's
great.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Mr. Clay, yeah. Liz and Dick are on 400.
Liz and Dick, great.
Are they
good.
Coming in,
yeah,
you think?
I hope so. Yeah, Liz, what? Uh-huh. Yeah, 7 o'clock, we were counting on it. You know the Belvedere downtown? By the Gall House? That'd be great.
I'd love... Hey, ask her if Burton could do the eulogy.
Listen, could... Can I speak to Dick? Is he there? Yeah, I'll hold.
God, he's got such a great speaking voice.
They want to fly in.
Well, they're
yeah, Dick. Hey, listen, Terry just had a great idea. I mean, we both love you, love your work, and you know what happened here. We're kind of wondering. And hold on for a second.
He offered just now to do it. I didn't.
Great,
Dick, you're beautiful. We love you both. We'll see you about 7 o'clock. Great, thank you.
Boy, they're hanging out together again, aren't they?
Yeah, it's platonic.
It's because
they're working together on stage.
Well, no, it's not totally platonic. He said a couple of years ago, when they were working in something or other together, that one night they were in the hotel and
one thing led to another.
Yeah, it happened. It happened again.
Nature took its course.
I guess the magic really never wears off. In something like that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I love those people. I'm glad they're coming in.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Join us at 7 this morning. Let's send Wino Jimmy off in proper fashion.
The parade will start at the Belvedere. We're going to cross the bridge. The funeral procession, lights on. We have a caisson. We have a couple of military drummers from Fort Knox going to be doing the honors.
I want to thank the U.S. government for providing that, too.
Yeah. We paid for it. It's 22 after 6 here.
In a roundabout way.
A show with no name. From 96 QMF.
96 QMF. It's that girl's birthday today. I'm surprised she's not coming in.
Stevie?
Yeah. Probably working on another project.
How old is she today, by the way?
36.
Oh, yeah?
I think. 35.
A well-preserved...
35.
She's 35, huh?
That's what Jamie says.
A well-preserved 35.
35-year-old woman.
6:32 on the show with No Name from 96 QMF, the day that we... Jimmy Pick.
That's right, folks. If we're dragging a little bit, it's because the memorial service starts in a half hour, and frankly, I'm getting a little bit nervous about it. Let's look on. Okay, tomorrow, sex education be on the radio. For those of you who are missing out on that in the schools because of the moralists, have no fear. Tomorrow, I'll be here for another episode of Sex Education with Art Linkletter, which is really, really an eye-opening experience.
Perhaps we could find a place to squeeze in our new AIDS Alert radar screen, which we paid big bucks for.
Hopefully, yes. And tomorrow, fun with barnyard animals.
Sunny today with a high up around 70 someplace. Going to be a nice day. 96 QMF 645 here on the show with No Name. This is the day. Sunny, beautiful day to do this. Unfortunately, it had to be this kind of a day, you know, that we end up burying Jimmy.
We got a problem outside again.
Are they out there still?
Damn.
They've been out there all night. I had to fight my way through to get in.
For you folks out in front of the radio station, could you please move on over to the Belvedere? It's quarter till 7. You're disrupting traffic over here in Jeffersonville. Please. I guess we better go on out.
All right. It's going to be nice today. Sunshine near 70. Nice, cool, sunny day.
Can you hear me? All right.
Oh,
Bob, please, can you guys move on to the Belvedere area so that we can get on with the memorial service for Jimmy, please?
Be kind to him, Terry. They're upset. They're hurt.
And, hey, look, we know what you're feeling. We're feeling it, too. It's a big loss, but, hey, Jimmy's going on to that big, vineyard in the sky, okay? So just, you know, pull it together. We'll all get through this thing and move on with our lives here, folks. Move on down to the Belvedere. We'll start the service in about 15 minutes.
6:46 here on the show, in the name from 96QMF. Boy, the outpouring of emotions, it's so overwhelming to share grief like this, the whole city.
They're getting a little bit out of hand outside.
Yeah.
I know what they're going through, but we're all going to face up to this.
It's the ultimate reality. There's no way around that, but he was cut down in the prime. I mean, he was so close.
Yeah.
The governorship was right around the corner. The phone calls this morning have been just great. The support.
We appreciate it, folks.
Yeah, really do. If you'd like to call up and voice your feelings right now, will you?
Or maybe, I don't know, recreate an old acquaintance you may have had, an old encounter you may have had with Wino Jimmy. That'd be too. If you'd like to pass that on to us.
What Wino Jimmy meant to you, or
something special, like that. Sort of like one of those compositions you have to do at school.
Special moment that Jimmy gave to you.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Roger Yurt. Who was Jimmy?
That's a heavy question.
You know something?
One we've pondered.
Around all the myth and all the stories that have popped up around Jimmy, he was just a man. Just a plain man. Simple guy.
Like the rest of us. He had that weird aura about him, though.
He was electric.
You knew he was a leader.
Yeah. Charisma.
But that's a heavy question. Who is Jimmy? Yeah, hello.
I hate Wino Jimmy.
Oh, God. Oh, probably one of Martha's campaign workers.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, this is that Ben Pace of Jefferson County Police Department. I arrested Wino Jimmy one night.
Oh, God. Come on now. You guys are making it painful. What happened?
Well, he's not worth anything. He's not good for nothing. I wouldn't have voted for him if...
You arrested him?
Hang up on that guy.
Yes, I did.
And you didn't hurt him, did you?
I hit him over the head with my belt.
Oh, my God.
Police brutality.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
Police brutality.
He was a man with a mission.
Pig. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was unfair.
I got emotional.
Yeah, hello. Oh, my God.
Stop
putting
the phone.
They're all so hateful. Hello. I'm feeling it, too.
We know what you're feeling, sir. We know what you're...
So much.
We know what you're going through.
Take a horse tranquilizer and join us at the Belvedere in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Have a glass of wine for Jim.
Several. A couple of bottles. The cheap stuff.
About 10 o'clock, or about 10 minutes. I'm sorry. We're going to meet you at the Belvedere. 7 o'clock sharp, the funeral procession starts from the Belvedere across the bridge, and we'll put him back where he came from.
Dress up. It's only 42 degrees out now. High today in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine.
Oh, what a day.
Pretty day.
What a day. What a day. Some journey here for you from 96QMF. It's 10 in front of 7.
96QMF. It's 7 minutes till 7 o'clock. The car is waiting out front for us to take us to the...
Oh, no.
Thing. Besides that, we have some friends coming at the airport we're going to have picked up, too. We're going to have to get some cars over there. Liz and Dick, Tatum O'Neill, Ryan O'Neill, Farrah Fawcett are all going to be here for
the QMF party and van is over there waiting for them.
You mean all those big millionaires are going to have to pile into that one van?
Well, you know,
there are bumper stickers in there and some nasty...
Well, come on, you know, it's for Jimmy.
Yes.
Mr. Miners, Jim Neighbors is online, too.
Oh, we don't want him at Jimmy's funeral, man.
Oh, come on, Gomer's a friend of mine.
He's a fruitcake is what he is.
Hold on a minute, let me talk to him. Hi, babe. Yeah, it starts in a couple minutes. Oh, you're at the airport now?
Oh, jeez. Come on, Terry.
Well, come on. Okay, you got Bert and Lonnie? He's got Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson with him, too.
So what?
Well, that's all right. They're What's that, Jim? Sure, you can sing. You can sing.
No.
Yeah, you can sing, buddy.
Not at Jimmy's.
You can sing, babe. All right, I'll see you in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Now, what did you do that for?
He wants to sing.
So, have you ever heard him sing?
I think he's tremendous.
Oh, God.
Sort of a novel twist on some of that crap we play on here.
All right. Yeah, Jimmy's dead. I guess he won't have to listen to it. The rest of us will sit through it. 5 in front of 7, the funeral.
He's bringing some macadamia nuts from his farm.
He is a macadamia nut. It's 5 in front of 7 o'clock, the funeral in 5 minutes starting at the Belvedere. Please, if you can, join us. We'd like to have you just get in the procession. Turn your headlights on and follow us over the bridge.
Video vision.
At least we're having incredible weather. Sunshine with a high around 70. Nice, cool, sunny day for the funeral. A couple minutes from now, you ready to head over there, man?
Mm-hmm. Just talk to the Mills brothers. They're coming, too.
The Mills brothers?
Yeah. They want to sing.
Well,
it's going to be a musically entertaining service.
Well, I was kind of hoping, you know, that the audience listening in their cars on the way to work and stuff would be entertained. The Mills brothers, for God's sake. You know?
They're neat. They're hip.
Well, yeah, okay,
right.
Okay.
They do an American Express commercial. They're somebody's.
A couple minutes before 7 o'clock here at WQMF, Jeffersonville, Louisville. Oh. On the show with no name. I guess we're all set here. We're going to pack it up here, run over to the Belvedere, and just...
Mr. Clay?
Yeah, buddy.
Yuri Andropov is online train.
He's coming, huh?
Yuri. Yes, sir.
Russia's number one banana.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, about 7 o'clock, we were hoping for the... right. Okay, about quarter after then? That is great. Yuri, you're beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
He's coming. Well, we wrote him a letter a couple of weeks ago, and he's been writing back to us.
Yeah,
just like the little girl up in New Hampshire.
I guess his plane is about 5 minutes out from Standiford. He just called me from the plane.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Moscow 1.
I'm surprised radar let him in. Moscow 1, he's on?
Yeah, he's going to be landing. Now, that is...
That's
heads of state
property.
Are starting to show up.
Whoa.
Well, we'll be over in the Belvedere in a few minutes to kick off the funeral procession for Jim.
Pop those headlights on and join us, please.
This is QMF.
I think we're live.
96 QMF. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock on the show with no name. It's going to be sunny today with a high around 70.
Are you picking me up all right?
Yeah. Are you...
I'm up on the bridge.
Okay, do you have a monitor, Terry? Are you listening through headphones or what?
All I have is one speaker in the air, and it's kind of crackling from time to time. I don't know if this is going to work out or not.
Well, from down here, now I'm on the... For those of you listening at home, I'm positioned at the Belvedere. We're lining up the cars, ready for the funeral procession. The people are... You can hear, in fact, I'll hold the mics here for a sec. Listen to this.
I'm not getting anything, Ron. Oh, there we go.
You can hear the crowd, the song they've been singing since Tuesday morning when we all were told about Wino Jimmy's unfortunate, you know all that.
They're obviously white people, Ron. I'm not there, but they're obviously Caucasian.
They are definitely clapping out of sync.
I can tell.
How's it look from the bridge, Terry?
Traffic is moving at a normal pace here. I thought sure they'd cordon off at least one lane for us to move down, because we're talking maybe 40, 50 cars, huh?
Well, from this end, we definitely are approaching 50 vehicles, which will be falling in behind the actual caisson that will be carrying Wino Jimmy's body. Did you bring the flag?
Yeah, the South Carolina flag?
Yeah,
I've got it.
Okay.
Where the hell did you get this thing, anyway?
I took it off a tour bus in 77 from the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, yeah.
Working in Kansas City.
I remember reading about the theft, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Listen.
You sure we can't hurry out and get a United States flag? I think that'd be more appropriate.
I don't think we can leave at this point, Terry. We're just about ready to start the procession from this end.
Okay, are you going to have eulogy? The eulogy procession up on stage?
We have a sort of a band, not a bandstand, more of a podium set up directly in front of the viaduct over in Jeffersonville, which when the procession gets there on the other side of the bridge, we'll stop it, direct the cars off the bridge, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, let me root around here for some driftwood out of the river, and I'll build a barricade, and I'll stop the damn traffic myself.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, now...
So if you can get me, say, 5, 7, 10 minutes, maybe, at max, I'll have this traffic stopped.
Okay, that'd be great. We are live this morning from the Belvedere, the bridge. We're getting ready to start the funeral procession for Wino Jimmy. The festivities will be beginning here in moments. Please, join us if you can. Just fall in behind and turn your headlights on.
16 minutes after 7 o'clock, sunny, gorgeous day, high near 70. It's 42 degrees now. Yeah, well, I'll get the wood and stop the traffic then. Well, if you guys could just move the thing up. That old piano case will work, too.
Anything to
just stop. Yeah.
We're back live.
Okay, we found an old piano case that apparently had floated downriver, and we can use that to stop some of the traffic here on the Kennedy Bridge.
Now, all we have to really do is stop it one way going over. As soon as we get to the Indiana side, the mayor of Jeffersonville has assured me traffic will be detoured away from the bridge.
Fair enough. Let me just give me a couple minutes. We'll get the piano case up here, and I can stop two lanes of traffic.
Okay.
And that way we can synchronize the traffic movements.
The funeral procession, the actual procession, will start here in about 2 or 3 minutes. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. And the show, no name. Oh, I'm eating donuts. I'm sorry.
At a time like this?
Well, I was hungry.
It's 18 after 7 at 96 QMF. It's 28 after 7 on the show with no name. Yeah, how you doing, Ron? You all right?
Yeah, we're doing good at this end. Beautiful day for this. It's going to be sunny today with a high up around 70, a little bit cooler than it has been. You can hear the people, Terry, the same song, and we've got a group over in the corner over here, the corner of the Belvedere, that are just chanting for Jimmy. It's almost as though he's still here. He's still with us.
I like it. I love the spirit, you guys. Look, I found a couple of guys over here to help me get this piano case up onto the end of the bridge. If you're ready, I'll just throw it up.
That'd
on the
be
bridge.
Great. We're waiting on
you. Stop some traffic
so
we can start the procession. All right, fellas, let's go. Let's move that thing. Come on. All right, careful. Look out.
What happened?
Little accident here. Come on, buddy. You're going to have to move this car. We got a funeral procession coming through here. Come on. Start the thing up. Get it out of here.
What's going on up there, Terry?
I got a guy who hit the piano. Come on, fella. Get the thing. Let's get this thing started here. Look under the hood. See what you can do with it there. I got a guy blocking traffic here.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
A couple of accidents, but we can push him over in the southbound lane.
Could you do that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, I'm going to stand by in the van here.
Come on, fella, get that thing started. Let's go. Got to get it out of the way. I got a funeral coming here. Come on, get it out of here. There you go. There he goes. Okay, we're clear here. A little glass in the street, so I hope no one's barefoot in the funeral procession.
There are a few.
Oh, Lord.
A couple of old hippies, I think.
We'll try and get the thing swept up before you get here.
We're standing by in the mobile unit. You give us the word, and I've got the procession waiting to start rolling, so we'll wait on your signal.
You got the Fort Knox guys ready?
Got it all set up. We're ready.
Okay, give me 30 seconds and get underway.
Okay. Are we back up?
I think so.
96 QMF, 21 in front of 8 o'clock. Are y'all set, man?
Yeah, the traffic's all stopped up here on the Kennedy Bridge for us to get over now to, are you guys coming up the ramp here? I still don't see the procession.
I've got the Fort Knox gentleman standing right directly in front of the caisson that will be carrying Jimmy.
You got the North Carolina flag draped over
he's covered.
Over the bag?
Well, yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, guys. Anytime.
Can you silence the mourners in any way?
Can you quiet down just a bit?
In the background, of course, you hear the Colgate-Palmolive clock ringing.
Memorial. That was a nice gesture. We'd like to thank those folks.
Second largest clock in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Outdoor, anyway.
The procession coming over the bridge, starting to come up the ramp from the Louisville side.
Oh, I see. Here, I see the Fort Knox guys from my vantage point now. I'll go on and move on and backtrack with the QMF partying van over into Jeffersonville, where the traffic is stopped and waiting.
We have marchers on either side of the procession of cars with lights, headlights, of course, turned on.
I don't know if I get through this part of it. Just
in the background, of course, the Colgate clock.
Just the singing, the celebrities who've come out to show their love for this man and the things he meant to them. The things he could have done for the state of Kentucky as governor.
Well, he was going to legalize pot and put cigarettes on every school lunch tray.
And have bourbon coming out of the water fountains in schools, too, to get the kids ready. You guys over?
The beginning of the procession, I guess, is in Jeffersonville.
All right, if you could all just gather around the square here under the viaduct. Please, don't spray paint on the wall there. That's against the law here. We'll all have a chance to do something similar to that right after the procession.
Now, we have some special guests who would like to deliver eulogies this morning for Wino Jimmy. The end of the procession is coming up over the final line here. Is coming over the bridge.
I see your broadcast truck now. Here they're coming in. If you guys can pull around right over here on the left side here. Pull around on the left side of the stage here.
Now, Terry, I didn't have a chance to check. Is the podium set up on the viaduct?
There it is, all set.
Okay, for the eulogies.
I see. Here I am, over here, Ron.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you.
Come on, move over to the broadcast table. How you doing? You okay?
Oh, man. What a day, huh? What a morning.
the tragedy of all this. It's just...
Folks, you wanna, why don't you use the megaphone, see if we can get the crowd to just sort of...
Folks, if you can hold it down, we're ready for some final comments from some, the people who knew Wino Jimmy the best. Our other walk-on characters.
It's all right, man. It's all right. We are... this is the show in the name for those of you just joining us, 7:42 here on QMF. Of course, the funeral of Wino Jimmy, our friend.
Keep it down, please, in the back.
We're going to let you step away from the mics and let the special guests deliver their eulogies.
Ladies and gentlemen, first speaker this morning is the man who brings you the stock reports from time to time from New York. A guy who dearly, dearly loved Jimmy. We flew him in last night, broke the news to him. And
go ahead, just right up on the podium.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leroy Washington.
Right up on the mic. Go ahead. Oh, damn, nice touch.
They make me come all the way down here from New York to speak and be on.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, man, I know the cat, Leroy. Leroy know the cat from the telephone. I mean, I talked to him on the phone a couple of times.
I thought he knew him.
Well, apparently not.
And I know that, you know, he'd have been a good governor. You cats would have elected him down here. But, what do you want me to say about this kid?
Just say something nice, will you?
Damn.
Well,
we love him.
You know, he's okay. I love the man. I mean, I like him. I wouldn't want him to come home with my sister or nothing, he's okay, man. Thank you.
Well, give me the microphone.
Okay, come on up here, man. Come on up. Our next speaker this morning to deliver a eulogy in his personal memories of Jimmy.
A spry old guy.
The old guy. Go ahead, just get right up on the mic. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to be up here talking about Wino Jimmy, our next governor. I want you to go out, and I want you to vote for
him.
No, he's dead.
He's
what
dead.
Do you mean?
He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Monday night, man.
Redbird's game.
Get off. Come on, get off, man. Get off. Just back to...
This isn't working out the way I'd hoped. I thought these guys had speeches prepared here.
Come on up. Come on up. Deliver
Fisher,
a eulogy
here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Fisher, the professor from the medical school over at U of L, Larry's brother.
Just get right up on the mic.
If you will. Go ahead. I'll bet this is going to be good.
When I first met Jimmy one day when... he was sitting in a bus shelter, and I was waiting for the bus, and he offered me $5 to feel my body.
No, hey, wait a minute. No, don't talk about
no,
that.
No, come on, man.
Give me the mic. Give me the mic.
Get off the stage here.
Is this our special?
This is our last one. This is our very special guest. Come on up, Commissioner.
Good to see you again, Carl.
Yeah. A guy who looked forward to serving with Jimmy in political office. Just get right up on the mic.
Damn, Carl, let go of my hand, will you?
Come on, Carl.
God!
You know, just get up on the mic. Just stamp right up to the mic.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Well, this one will be good.
Carl? Oh, there's a damn dog. Carl! Get the dog out of here.
Get the dog out of here. There he just ran off.
Somebody run him down. Throw a net over him. A dog with a sweater on. Who'd have thunk it?
Bad joke, whoever... well, listen.
Can we cut away here? We're going to have to straighten the mess up here. The people are getting a little unruly in the back again.
7:46 from 96 QMF. I'm kind of disappointed, too. I thought, are we back?
Well, I thought
we're
it was under control.
We're back.
Right? It's 7 minutes till 8 o'clock from 96 QMF. Memorial service in progress this morning for Mr. Wino Jimmy under the viaduct where we found him several months ago in downtown Jeffersonville.
Sunny today. It's going to be a very nice day, very appropriate day for laying Jimmy to rest. It's a high near 70, nice cool sunshine. And a beautiful day.
Keep Jimmy in your thoughts, your prayers.
We'll be back with the final moment.
Is Jim going to sing? Going to let Gomer sing or not? I flew him all the way in from Hawaii.
You're right.
Mr. Jim Neighbors will be performing in just a moment, an old friend of Jimmy's.
I'm not sure what he's going to sing, but he's a man of good taste, so
I'm
we'll
sure
have to trust
it'll be,
him on
it. It'll be appropriate.
Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle, could you come on up if you want to sing? He's an old friend of Jimmy's. He's really, he'll really be hurt if we don't let him sing here.
A couple of minutes here in front of 8 o'clock from WQMF, Jeffersonville, Louisville, on the big day, the day we lay Jimmy to rest.
Folks, we're still accepting contributions, too. There's a big jar up here on the left side of the stage. If anything you could do, of course, we'll go to Jimmy's family. And Jimmy's favorite charity.
Did he actually have a family? I thought he was...
Well, that don't say it.
Oh.
That's,
Jimmy's family
always a good line. Jimmy had 12 kids and a couple of wives.
They don't have shoes. They need food, shoes.
So anything you guys can do in the jar here on the side, okay? Jim, go ahead. Jim Nabors.
Set him up. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Nabors to deliver...
Who are these guys in the band here, anyway?
I guess he brought them in with him from Hawaii. Maui.
Go right ahead, fellas. Let's take the speakers. Folks, Jim Nabors.
Come on, you guys.
Is this the little girl I carry?
No, that's wrong song, Jim.
Jim.
Is this
Jim, this is a funeral.
Boy at play?
Hey, Jim, this is a funeral.
I don't remember.
Hey, come on. Duck, Jim. Hey.
Jim. Gomer. Hey, Gomer. Gomer. This is a funeral. This isn't a wedding.
Somebody's shooting him.
He won't listen. Gomer.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
Gomer, hey.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Who the hell? I think it's the Jeffersonville police are shooting at him.
Hey, watch it.
Come on, for God's sake.
Gomer.
Hey,
watch out. Gomer, this is a funeral.
Jim, thank you very much.
Not Sunrise Sunset, not this one.
Thank you, Jim.
Should be bringing in the sheaves or something. Come on, Jim, Rock of Ages. Jim!
Jim, you better sit down. I think the crowd's,
Jim! I'm gonna have to tackle him. Jim, you're gonna have to stop singing, buddy.
Oh, my God. Come on, Jim. Get off, please. You're going to get hurt up here. With people, please.
Please stop throwing things at the stage. Stop shooting and throwing things.
Jeez.
Come on, Gomer.
Tackle
knock
him,
it off.
Terry. Just
I'm
going
to have
him.
To tackle him. Jim, Gomer! Bell!
Ah! There goes my loafer.
I'm sorry it had to end this way, but he was going to get hurt. It was for his own good. Folks, we're kind of disappointed in you guys. I mean, they're starting to sing again. Yeah. That was good.
Sorry, Dad.
Good tackle, too.
Sorry we had to go out that way.
That's all right.
Is Jamie on the line?
Jamie, are
yes,
you standing?
Yeah, I can't believe you guys hit Gomer.
Well,
he was going to get
singing
hurt.
He was singing a damn wedding song.
It was for his own good before he got hurt.
It sounds like it's a riot out there.
It almost... Well, we nipped it in the bud here, I think.
We're right down the street now at the viaduct under the Kennedy Bridge. So if you come over, bring a can of spray paint and paint your name on. Everyone else is doing it before we go home.
Well, Jim, hey, I'm going to be here till 9, you know?
Okay.
You can run down during the next couple of records or something, can't you?
It's,
It sounds too dangerous.
It's 8 o'clock at WQMF, Jeffersonville, Louisville, on the show in the name. My God.
You got some news ready there, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Take it from us, will you? We got a mess here.
It's hard.
Come on, folks. Just turn. Let go of my sleeve, please.
We're trying to get back down Court Avenue here to get into...
Come on, we have to go back in the studios now. The funeral's over. Jimmy is buried.
Go back to the viaduct.
Go on about the business of your lives, will you?
You can't come in the station. Sorry, there's too many of you. It's over. Jimmy's been laid to rest. Let's forget it. Let's move on with our lives.
That's right. Let's go on. Let's move on.
Just run in. 10 minutes after 8 at 96 QMF. Come on, buddy.
Come on, we gotta go. Goodbye. Oh, God.
Oh, man, I'm glad
can
that's
we get
over.
The, I am glad. Are these mics still on? Are we still on the air?
Hello, check.
The engineer says we're still on the air. Let's get back to the studio in here.
Okay. buddy. What a morning.
Okay, these things on? Are we all hooked
up?
Yeah, we're hooked up.
Yeah, we're getting the sign.
11 after 8 o'clock at 96 QMF. Back live from the studios in Jeffersonville. The funeral's over.
That's it. He's been laid to rest.